T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jumping off in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk, AC/DC, Thunderstruck, getting us going. How do you not get juiced and jazzed about that song? How do you not get jacked up when you hear that song? No matter what sport you're playing, that gets the blood flowing a little bit. Welcome into the last hour of the show. I'm Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control. Taking your calls on our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Haven't talked to this guy in quite some time, Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com. He's the managing editor for D1Baseball.com. Kendall, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing all right. We got just a couple more weeks till the opening day, and the weather feels like opening day, so it's going pretty good.
Hey, so I was checking out your rankings, your preseason rankings online on your website at D1Baseball.com, and four out of the top five are all from the SEC. And I think my math is correct. Seven out of the top ten are in the SEC. Is that right?
It is. And, I think this is going to be a really interesting year for this league. I think, I feel like every single year we're going, okay, well, it can't get deeper than it is now. Well, guess what? It is deeper than it was last year. I think when you look at, Tennessee, you look at LSU, I think it's going to have a resurgence a little bit. Obviously they got to the Super Regional last year, but I think they're going to be better than they were last year. And then you even look at a team like Georgia, who didn't have a great year last year. But, Georgia's loaded. And then you have, you have teams like South Carolina and Texas A&M who are kind of considered, very kind of extreme bubble teams. And even those teams aren't bad. So I think it's going to be an incredible year for that league. And obviously will be a fun year on the box, especially with kind of ushering in the Jay Johnson era.
I want to talk to you about Jay Johnson in particular. First off,
yeah,
I had a chance. I've interviewed him a few times, and then I've had a chance to face-to-face interview him last week at their media day. And I really like this guy. I like him on a number of levels. I think he's a baseball intellect, like he's a geek about it, and understands it at a level that a lot of people don't, in particular the offensive portion of the game. Do you have the same read?
I do. I mean, here's the thing about Jay, and, we've kind of said this before, but, the thing about Jay is, it is a weird fit, but the thing about Jay is, he gets it. And when you talk to him, he might have, the first day, he might have said, wow, this is a big time job. These people really care. There's high expectations. He's one of those guys that's driven by that. And there are plenty of coaches in college baseball and really college athletics in general where, Christian, you look at them when they get a job like that, and you're like, 2 weeks into it, you're like, oh man, this might not work out. They look a little overwhelmed. They look like it's a little too big for them. Jay is not that guy. He's one of those guys that can easily assimilate to the culture. He can easily assimilate to the expectations. And I think when you look at just his offensive mentality, his versatility offensively and his coaching style, and just kind of his laid-back personality, I think at a place like LSU, obviously you have to be good with the donor. You have to be good with the Tiger Athletic Foundation, stuff like that. But I think it's important to kind of have a kind of laid-back, kind of view everything from a 360 point of view and not get ahead of yourself a little bit too much, because I do think at a job like that, you can get overwhelmed very easily, and he's just not one of those guys.
Yeah, he strikes me as a guy that's very calculated.
Absolutely.
Obviously with the media, but also just calculated in his strategy, and I'm excited. And listen, I tell me if you disagree with this. Maybe I'm over bullish on the hire, but I think when it's all said and done, he's 44 years old. Has the makings for him to have a 20-year run, 15, 20-year run.
Yeah.
Because he's a young man, and I think in that time, he's going to be to LSU baseball perhaps what Skip Bertman or Nick Saban was to Alabama football and Skip Bertman to LSU baseball. I think he's got that kind of set up to be that successful.
I mean, I don't want to put him on that pedestal just yet, but, I mean, he's got the potential. I mean, the thing about Jay is, you know, if you look at his background, you know, when he was at University of San Diego, San Diego was a top eight national seed one of the years he was there. They had a lot of success. Well, all of a sudden, you know, since him and Eric Valenzuela, who's now the head coach at Long Beach State, since those two guys left USC, USC's been a total nobody. What happened when Jay went to Nevada as a head coach? All of a sudden, the Wolfpack turned things around. What happened when they went to Arizona as a head coach? They got to Omaha. They played for a national championship. So, you know, he's just a guy that knows how to win and knows how to win an elite level. And I think, you know, at a place like Arizona, I think it allows you to win an elite level, you know, every few years. I think it's harder to reload. But a place like LSU, and I'm not saying he needs to get to Omaha every single year, but at a place like LSU, it gives you the toolbox to get to Omaha or at least compete for a spot in Omaha every year. And if you can do that, you're competing for the national championship.
Hanging out with Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com managing editor, to me, the authority for college baseball. I mean that sincerely. Kendall, you know, one of the things that I think Paul Maneri – look, complacency is easy. You know, like, it can happen to the best of them, right? So I think it's natural. It eventually it's going to happen to everybody, and it's an easy trap to fall into. My point is that I think that the Jay Johnson hire – if it didn't make sense to Tiger fans, it should, because look where he can now recruit in areas that Paul Maneri didn't really recruit out west, et cetera. And he did early on. Paul Maneri did early on in his tenure, but towards the end, it was really about Louisiana and the South. But now I understand it. Jay Johnson's recruiting swath is nationwide.
No, and it's important. I'll say this: it's important for Jay to keep a strong hold on the state of Louisiana. You know, if you have really good players in that state, there's no reason why they need to be leaving that state. With that said, if you have the ability to go out, you know, to California or go out to Arizona and get elite players, go out and do it, because an elite player is an elite player, right? So I like the national scope. I think in a program like LSU that has a national brand, is considered one of the most historic programs in college baseball history, they should be recruiting nationally, because there are plenty of kids, whether it's in Wisconsin or California or Pennsylvania, that, you know, when they step foot in the box for an official visit, they're like, man, this place is incredible. And, you know, you're not only seeing that with LSU, you're also seeing that in Mississippi State. I mean, you got Mississippi State going into California and going into these northern states, and you got kids, like, literally crawling to go play in Starkville. So, like, that big-time baseball is impactful on kids.
Kendall, last question on Jay Johnson, then we'll go kind of around the SEC a little bit. But, you know, he won't – again, this is, I'm still trying to read this guy, right? And to me, he seems like he would get frustrated talking to people that don't know baseball like he knows it. But he does a good job of you know, not getting upset with them visibly. But I think in the back of his mind, he's one of those that's like, what do you know about this sport? Like, why are you asking me that question? You get what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean. It's funny. I've known Jay for – 15 years. I consider Jay actually a pretty good friend. I've known him forever. And like, there's even times that I've asked him questions that are kind of critical. He kind of, you know, you can kind of tell, you can tell he's kind of sizing me up a little bit. And, you know, this is a guy that I consider a friend. So yeah, it's funny. I'm actually like smiling as you say that, because I know exactly what you're talking about. So he is one of those guys that, you know, you better not ask a really dumb question, because he may come back with an answer that makes you feel kind of dumb.
And he'll do it in a dignified way, though. Right?
No question. Yeah, it's not in a I'm going to embarrass you way. It's more so, hey, let me educate you a little bit.
Yep, that's the read I got out of him. All right, so let's go in the SEC. First off, it's not always – these rankings are preseason, and I've always said preseason polls, regardless of sport, really don't mean a whole lot, because I just think so much changes. But who do you think – give me – your top two teams in the East and the West from the SEC. Who do you think the top two teams are?
The West, I mean, it's hard to not have LSU in that top three, but I tell you what, man, I love the trio of Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Arkansas, and right now I'd probably have Arkansas and Mississippi State. The thing I like about State is the fact that, you know, even after losing some guys off last year's team like Tanner Allen, I mean, they still got a lot of key leadership pieces back with that team. I think pitching-wise, I think with Landon Sims going the rotation, I think they're going to be, you know, still pretty good there. I think when you look at Arkansas, you know, obviously losing Peyton Paulette in that Friday role, I'm kind of interested to see how they handle that. But, I mean, Arkansas has plenty of talent. Peyton Stovall, Louisiana kid, you know, is expected to have a big-time impact there in their offensive lineup. And they've got guys like Bob Moore, Jalen Battles back, Brady Slavens is back. They're going to be hungry. And so those are probably the top two teams. But I tell you what, the difference between those two teams and Ole Miss and LSU is razor thin. I mean, it is very close. In the East for me, I think I go with Vanderbilt, and I think you could go a lot of different ways. But I lean probably Florida. You know, the thing about Florida is it's easy to get down on them after last year. They had a weird year. They had a very, very poor culture. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff circulating about Sully at the end of the year, like it just gave me the idea that things in their clubhouse just wasn't good. For all intents and purposes, I'm hearing that they, you know, the morale, the clubhouse is a lot better over there. So I'm expecting Florida to bounce back. And I think when you look at Mandy, obviously, you know, replacing Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter, that's big. I mean, that's tough. But, I mean, they've got a loaded lineup. And, you know, keep an eye on, you know, Carter Hogan, a freshman pitcher for them. He's going to make a big-time instant impact. But, you know, I would say, you know, look at Tennessee, too. I mean, Tennessee returns a lot of pieces offensively. The big question mark for me with the Vols is Blade Tidwell, their big-time power right-handed pitcher. I think he was up to 97 against LSU last year in that super. He's hurt right now. If they can't get him back, that really changes the dynamic of that team for me.
Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com managing editor. Go back to LSU if we can, Kendall. I think I can make the argument, now hear me out, please, that this offense for LSU, 1-9, might be the best in the country. I'm not saying it's going to win them a national championship, but I think, opposed to last year's lineup, man, you could pick the outs. You could see, that's an out, that's an out, that's an out. I don't think you have that this year with LSU.
No, certainly not at the bottom. I mean, I don't think that's a bad prediction. I mean, I think LSU has a chance to be the premier offense in college baseball. And I'll say this, if you want to go back and look at a team that will mimic what LSU is going to be this year, just go back and watch last year's Super Regional between Ole Miss and Arizona, because I think LSU is exactly where Arizona was last year. I think they're really going to hit. I think they'll be solid defensively. And I think on the mound, there's certainly some question marks. I don't think anybody on the mound for LSU this year is going to be like, wow, this guy's incredible, a lot like Arizona was last year. But I tell you what, if Jason Kelly could get that team to a 4.5, 4.6 ERA with that offense, I don't care if you're in the SEC or the Southland, that's going to be a really good team. So, for me, the sweet spot with that pitching staff is being that kind of that 4-5 range ERA-wise.
Yeah, I talked about this, Kendall. Me and Bobby did. I think when you're watching LSU this year, you're going to see a lot of – when they win 9-4, you know, 8-4 kind of wins, 8-5 kind of wins. Does that sound about right for you?
Yeah, that's pretty much what the season's going to be. It's going to be – you know, I wouldn't expect too many 2-1 ball games, to say the least. And that can be a good or that can be a bad thing.
So outside of Texas and outside the SEC, who's the next best club?
Well, outside of Texas and outside the SEC, there's not a lot of options there. you know, I think when you go out west, keep an eye on Stanford. I think Stanford to me is really interesting. Oklahoma State's really interesting. I think Oklahoma State, getting the Miami transfer, Victor Medeiros, in that week of rotation, they're going to be absolutely loaded. Justin Campbell, their Friday guy, is an All-American. He's going to be a first-round pick. And then Stanford, you know, they got to Omaha last year. They made some noise. They get a lot of those key pieces back. Brought Jones in center field, who's certainly electric in Omaha last year. He's back this year. And I think they'll be fine pitching-wise as well. So those are kind of the two teams out of the SEC I really, really like right now.
Kendall, do you think Devin Fontenot is in that weekend rotation Friday or Saturday?
I think he definitely is. I mean, my question with Devin is, and I hate to make this sound like I'm bagging on Devin, because I absolutely love the kid. Like, he's hard-nosed. He's had some big innings for them. But I'll say this. If Devin Fontenot is their Friday guy in SEC play, I'm a little concerned. I think if for LSU to get to where they need to get, and that's competing for a national championship, I think somebody like a Blake Money, somebody like that, has, you know, yeah, a guy with a big-time fastball, a big-time slider, like a guy like that has to step up for this team to kind of meet expectations.
Have you seen Blake Money these days? He's a totally different. His body is totally different, completely different.
I didn't see him in the fall. So when I was there in the fall, I think he was kind of nicked up. So no, I have not seen him since last year. And I actually really, really liked him. And about in like an inning and a half stint I saw against Vandy, it didn't end great, but it, I mean, the stuff was electric.
You remember Landon Marceau, his freshman year and then his sophomore year? You remember the body transformation that he had?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very similar to Blake Money. Very similar. He doesn't even look like the same guy. He's lost a ton of weight.
That's awesome.
He looks like he's in great shape. I was going to ask about Blake Money because, first off, come on. That's a perfect name for a Friday night starter. Blake Money? Are you
absolutely
kidding me?
I'm with you.
Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com managing editor. I kept you long enough, Kendall. I really, really appreciate the time and, in particular, your insights, and look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Yeah, man, we'll see all you Tiger fans at the Shriners College Classic here in a few weeks. Hopefully it's a little warmer than it is today in Houston.
Hey, before you run, just talk about your site, what you could find there. I saw the roster relief helps, but falls short.
Yeah, you know, you can go to D1 Baseball. We have a kind of an update on the roster management situation in college baseball. I think a lot's coming with this new reconstitution with the NCAA. I think that has big ramifications in a good way for college baseball. And we have all of our season preview content up right now. So the time is now, my man. We're almost there.
Appreciate it, Kendall.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com managing editor. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.